over podcast for it. It's been a bit strange here because Debbie's been bringing up some strange facts. And what was that fact again, Debbie?
Nothing rhymes with orange and no one can lick their elbow.
See, they're a bit old, but, you know, we've been having a bit of a debate on that, but we won't bring that in. But, hey, if you guys feel like you want to comment on those two subjects on the podcast, by all means, send us in a comment.
Or send us in a pic of you licking your elbow.
Yeah, or if you're a lady, we challenge you to touch your elbows behind your back.
Yeah.
Send us in a pic. But anyway, that's more for mine and Paul's benefit. terrible, I know. But our proper topic for today is, I'm not sure who brought this one up. Normally we choose these, you know, show topics, one of us will pick it. Who chose this topic? Does anyone remember?
Paul. No.
Paul. Was it Paul?
Did I?
Yeah.
Might have been Paul. Well, the topic is, that Paul can't remember, it's about psychics and mediums and how the advent of social media networks are allowing a lot of these frauds out there to seem more legit and get your information. Now, as you can imagine, if you were to be a fraud, and I'm not saying all psychics are, I'm not generalising like that, I'm just saying that the frauds and the fakes out there, if you want to get a reading done, all they need to do is access your Facebook profile, and that's it, they've got all your information. Now, Tash is our psychic and medium, so I guess you've got more of an insight to this than anyone. I'm not saying about the faking, but I guess you have more of an insight into this. Do you know much about fakes and frauds? Have you ever... Don't name any. We don't want any kind of that backlash, but have you ever met a faker or fraud that has perhaps used social media networks?
I haven't actually met one, but I can see how it can be a tool to... give a 100% reading.
See? Preying on the vulnerable, isn't it?
Well, how do psychics feel about this? That was probably more my question.
Okay.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of skeptics out there who don't believe in psychics and the abilities that some of these people have. Now, with social media, I believe it's even harder for a psychic to prove their
ability. There's more ammo for the skeptic's gun.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we know about all the old cases where people would say they hire people to go to your house as a salesman. They pay people to listen to you out in the door while you're waiting, lining up and that. So now social media, how has that affected the psychic? Has that hurt them too, or are we just reading too much into this? Because we debunk a lot in the paranormal field. So, you know, everything to us is a question. So, I don't know. How do you feel about that?
Technology is going to advance, and so the tools that your psychic and mediums use are going to advance as well. They're going to be relying on their feelings or whatever gift that person may have. Like with the Facebook timelines, you can go back years now. You know, you can go back to when you very first opened your page with a new timeline. So,
true.
Depending on how much information people share on their Facebook page, their whole life could be open if someone chose to, you know, look at it. And if people haven't got their security settings for their friends only, etc., and your page is just public to the world, then, yeah, they could pretty much find out everything about anyone if they wanted to.
It also depends what they're asking in a reading too. A lot of people come to me for photo readings, and when I do photo readings, I'll say have spirits come in and talk to me, and I can see them in my mind. I won't go too much into what my abilities are, but it also depends what people are asking. Now, I won't do a reading for somebody that I know, because I don't want to muddle up what I already know with what I don't. Where I have done for friends who I haven't seen for years and years and years, for that particular photo, and it's come back quite positive for me, not being big-headed, but it's the same with the investigations. I don't want to know about a place before I go there. Like that private residence we went to, you didn't give me any details, you just told me the area that it was in. You didn't even give me the road, which was obvious when we went there, the history about the place, the names of people or anything. I personally don't like to know that, but you can find that out if you want to.
I mean, for us, the major reason we probably kept it from you, it was not to give you fuel, or it was so we don't contaminate what you feel with what we know. So what we try to do is get a raw feeling. But it's not every psychic that would pick up on this. It's mainly the big time psychic. So it's
John Edwards.
John Edwards. Even that psychic at the cafe that you're going to pay over the phone, you ring them up, put your booking in, you're going to pay with your credit card. So they got your details. They got your name, that, they probably got your phone number, and from that they can work out what area you live in and your name, obviously, because it's on there. They do a Facebook search. They can find out all the information they want about you. Now, I'm not saying every psychic does this.
No.
But if I was going to a psychic, I'd rather just walk in off cold. The road, come in cold, and that way they've got nothing.
And not only that, now I have another friends list, which is just for my page, because I didn't want people adding my personal page.
Yep.
I had been added to a group. I didn't ask, but it's a private group, Facebook group, and they post all this random stuff. And all these potential psychics, I don't know if they're fake or not, but I clicked on one of their ads and it was a Facebook page offering readings, and it was all set up to pay for this, pay for that over Facebook. So there are actually people doing that where you add them as a friend and then they'll do the reading.
Oh, well, that's even dodgier, isn't it? Because not only are you just going, okay, because a lot of people don't allow a lot of their information to be viewed by just anyone on Facebook, you have to be friends. So if you have to book in through a Facebook page and pay, they've got you as a friend, so they've got access to all your information. That means they know when you were born. Another new thing Facebook has added is milestones. So you can like set a milestone for my dad died. And
birth
then bam,
of my child.
And birth of my child.
Whatever.
And you can also get, not saying that I do it, but you can also get a general feeling about the way a person is in their mannerisms and stuff through their statuses as well, and their emotions through their statuses.
Now with timeline, you can go back to the beginning of Facebook as well. Everything's recorded. So probably not the best place, I believe, not the best place to meet a psychic is on Facebook.
Now, that's the other thing. We're talking, a lot of this is assumed that they're one-off readings, but from what I've seen with friends that have seen psychics, usually they go to a psychic and then they repeatedly go to one. So it only takes one psychic to, you know, fluke a couple of guests on a cold ring, because a lot of the time that kind of confirmation bias or those coincidences, people will go, yep, that's, you know, wow, she was really accurate. From then, they'll friend them and go see that person over and over again. And once they've got you in that first with a really generalized reading, this is the fakes, I should say, not all. I can't state that enough. But, then you're going to add them on Facebook, you're going to communicate with them, they've built up an entire
profile about you. Yeah.
The best place, if you don't want this, I'd say it would be not to find it on Facebook. Would actually be to go to a spiritualist church, whereas that's where I found. Also, you can learn the process of it, a little bit more about the person's ability, and you get to pick who you want the reading from. They're just there sitting there, and you just pick who you want.
And they can't have any prior knowledge on you.
No, 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 no. All they give you is you go in, you pay your money, you get a peg to say you've paid, you meant to put your energy into the peg, you give them the peg, and they give you the reading.
Yeah, that always blows my mind, the psychic peg. Yeah. But hey, I guess that's just
another
instrument.
Well, I'll have to take you down there one day, just so you can see.
Right, I'll see. Like, I don't get rings done by psychics, because I really don't want to like someone and make a judgment on their ability or whatever. So I purposefully don't go for readings.
Well, you can have healing then.
All right, I'll have some healing. Now, Paul, is there anything else you want to ask on this topic?
I'm not exactly sure if I actually had a question about this. It was more of a general discussion of what everyone thought about it, and not only how people think, what people think about psychics, but what the psychics think about the persona that Facebook can
give. That's right. It's going to be it's going to be a lot easier for people to call a psychic a fraud now. Yeah. That, you know, you just got that off Facebook.
But it's also going to be a lot easier for them to make money off of it as well.
Mm.
Well, it's a win-win for them, isn't it?
Well, it's the consumer's responsibility as well. I mean, really, if you go somewhere and you get a reading from someone, you may not even 100% care whether it's accurate or not. You paid your money, you had the experience, you enjoyed it. You're not going to be researching all the accuracy and everything. You think, oh, I went and saw a psychic and I enjoyed it and I had a good time. And I guess that's the other side, is if, you know, they make people feel good. In other words, it's not harmful. But what about the psychics that are out there telling people they're going to get an illness or you know, they're putting negative energy to people? That's got to be more dangerous as well.
Paul, did you want to end this topic?
No. I don't know how to.
But what do you guys think?
Don't you think, Tash?
Yeah, but there's also, like, a true psychic, not a true psychic, but generally psychics shouldn't read anyone under the age of 18 because people do live by words, and if you are given negative words or a negative vision or a negative thought, generally you're not allowed to tell people someone's going to die.
No.
You're not really, even if they beg for you to tell, if you see something really negative and really dark, as a professional psychic, you shouldn't tell people that anyway. You shouldn't give people readings under the age of 18 due to the fact that they're more influenced by what you say than as to an adult. And that's generally, a good psychic wouldn't do that. So if you're wanting a reading from a psychic and you have seen them on Facebook and they have some crazy name, someone psychic or whatever, because there are them out there, make sure you do your research on them first before you hand over your money.
That's right. And if you want a good psychic, come down to the Body, Mind and Psychic Expo, which we will be appearing at. We've got a stall down there where you can come down and give us your ghost stories and probably get a reading somewhere near us.
There you go. There's going to be a lot of psychics out there. Yep. Though Tash is off limits for the day, guys.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, she doesn't want to be bombarded with everyone's questions.
I might do a competition, though.
Maybe. Well, there you go. Maybe someone can win a reading with Tash over, what, like a photo reading or something?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. We'll chuck something together. Maybe we'll get some other prizes and raffle
We can give it to you at our first paranormal get-together.
Yeah, the public
meeting. Yeah, not over Facebook.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so is that it, Paul? Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Our listeners' questions also got to do with psychics. It's an all-psychic show this evening. So, Glenn Make Love Peace. That's one word in his last name, Make Love Peace. I'm not sure if that's your real last name, but that's very, very serene if it is. So, and Greg's just asked...
Glenn.
Glenn has asked... Now, there's a lot of psychic abilities out there, and I guess it's not just psychic, but any paranormal ability that are out there. And what is there anything that we particularly believe in or don't believe in? And let's start off with Debbie, and then we'll work our way around.
All right. Not so much tangible things that I've experienced or seen, but someone who is an empath, perhaps, I would more lean towards, you know, if they have a very strong feeling and it affects them emotionally, and they can sort of describe potentially the residual feelings of what happened in a place. It doesn't have to be specifically this thing happened, but, oh, I'm picking up, you know, if someone else is researching and an empath goes in there and says, oh, yeah, I can feel this energy here. Not necessarily always bad, might be something good, but... Yeah, and the clairsentient things too, when people say they smell and hear things. So I kind of find those two things interesting.
Tash?
I believe in a lot of it, obviously. One thing I don't really believe in is channeling. I don't believe in the channeling thing.
So channeling is like having another spirit coming and talking through you.
Yeah, kind of I don't believe in that. Probably because I haven't experienced it. I'm not saying it. You know, I'm not discrediting anybody.
So do you believe in possession then? Like a controlled possession? Because that's what channeling would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but that's different. That's... A possession is different because channeling, you're inviting it in. I don't know. How can I explain it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you suddenly have a huge convulsive spasm in the corner and out pops Cleopatra.
Yeah, I just don't believe in the whole, like, doing a seance and then you start channeling... And this ghost is inside you and speaking. I don't like it. Demonic possession, I believe in. That's not an ability, though. Channeling's more of an ability. And I don't believe in the whole UFO thing with the whole abduction thing. It's not really psychic, but it's paranormal. I don't believe in alien abduction.
Fair enough, Paul.
I haven't got the ability to do any of them, so... I don't know if I believe in any of them. I believe that I'm open to the suggestion. And if I can... I won't write it off.
But I was trying to be politically correct.
I am. I don't know if it really exists or if, you know, whatever. But what I believe... People are sensitive. So that there's... That you can pick up and read that energy. All those other abilities like, you know, bending the spoon with your mind and all that. I've got no idea if any of it exists, but if you can do it, please show me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much in the same boat as Paul. I'm very sceptical, and once again, I'm not going to write anything off, but I really need to be convinced. I guess I believe in some things more than others, but the one thing I cannot stand for, do not believe in at all, is psychic surgery. I think it's an absolute crock of shitness, and just having that stuff out there is doing more harm than good. It's people going with cancer and people going, look, no, I'm not going to go get chemo, I'm not going to go get this. Or they might use it as a last resort. They go off to Indonesia somewhere, to some guy's hut, and this guy comes along and he presses his hands against you and pulls out, you know, like some cotton ball swabs soaked in fake blood or pig's blood or something. He tells you you're cured, you're going to go home and then go kill over in a couple of days' time. It's terrible.
It's quite shocking too. It's very shocking. I've watched a couple.
And they're
going to
charge
things.
You for that privilege.
Yeah. That's just sick.
Yeah. Now that's a psychic fraud.
That is. Yeah. That they're. You know, I'm not sure if Facebook's helping them.
No, I think they can afford
things. It's like, oh wait, you have cancer or something. Yeah, I can heal that. Bam, chicken giblets. Yeah. You're cured. Mm. You know. Again, I don't believe in a lot of these kind of natural therapies myself.
No. There was a doctor, again, no names, no exact situation, but not in the too distant past. She was actually taken to and put through the criminal justice system because she was fraudulently injecting patients and claiming that she was treating people for cancer. And she got banned and stopped. So there was a case actually in South Australia where a bogus doctor was claiming to cure cancer in people. Yep.
What about abilities like moving things with just the power of the mind?
No.
Tash is like, nope.
What was it? The Russian KGB files. They had this psychic in a room, and they had her moving things around a little glass container. Remember that?
I think that was. I wouldn't call that show a piss tape, but I'm pretty sure that was just some dramatised kind of shot documentary style.
Cold War secret weapon psychics.
Yeah. What other abilities are there that are a bit, you know, a bit
levitation.
Odd? Levitation, guys.
No. Yeah.
Astral travel?
Astral travel, yes, I believe.
I reckon I've bloody done that. I'm going to be sceptical, but I've had a couple of vivid dreams. Remember I told you I woke up and I was standing in the middle of a field and for 5 seconds I just sort of kind of thought, oh, I must have gone for a drive, and then bang, I was in bed and I woke up. That was a really, this only ever happened once, but that was a weird ass dream.
The closest I've had to something like that is I was laying down in my room, I'd had a couple of drinks, this was quite a while ago, 10, 12 years ago. And I was sitting there, and I was watching The Simpsons, and my eyes were closed, and all of a sudden, I could see the TV screen. And I'm thinking, you know, I was all into this conspiracy and researching UFOs and psychics and stuff like that, and I'm thinking, wow, maybe I've astral travelled or something, and I've detached myself about a foot in front of my body. But it turns out I was so drunk I forgot I'd opened my eyes. Any other types of psychic abilities out there, or paranormal abilities that are a bit sus in people's minds?
Well, tell the future is probably the...
How weird.
Fortune telling.
See, we synced our brains then, because I was just going to say...
Fortune telling.
Yeah.
Well, Tash, does your ability at all allow you to see into people's futures at all, or do you just...
A little bit. I can not, like, you know, in 2020, but I can see what's going to happen to somebody if I'm reading a photo. I can see... You know, if someone's sick, sort of like...
Well, that's not really so much seeing in the future, is it? It's reading the now and interpreting that in the future, is it?
I guess no then. I can't see in 2012. I'm not Nostradamus. I was about to say that.
Nostradamus, do people believe in that? Prophecies, telling prophecies?
It's a bloody good read.
So, yeah, I suppose a prophet would be psychic, wouldn't he? So,
yeah.
But do you believe in that?
Yeah, I do. My mum was psychic. And I know she wouldn't lie to me, so...
Fair call. Cool. What was her ability? Yeah,
premonitions.
Oh, really? Yeah. She... Nothing personal, but did she... Has she predicted anything?
Yeah, she has.
Pretty full on?
Mainly family things and things that really involved us as a family, within that group or community, yeah.
Okay.
So she predicted people going missing, and which happened. It was only a very few things, you know. She saw her dad when he died, and even her dad had abilities. He could astral travel. So
How strange.
Yeah. Well, for example, we live here in Australia, and when we went back to Croatia to visit him, he described to my sister the way she walked to school, because he used to walk with her from afar.
That's pretty amazing.
During his sleep, because we're obviously in a different timeline.
We can kind of tie this into a movie too, Interception. Did anyone see that movie? Where
you mean Inception?
Inception, Interception. Inception. where... I can only vaguely remember about that now, because it was a while ago, wasn't it? But it was locking into someone else's mind. What was it exactly?
It was taking the dreams or something.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't really like it. See, to me, Inception and the Butterfly Effect, to me, are movies that allow dumb people to feel smart.
Yeah, it was kind of like a Matrix wannabe, wasn't it? It came out after.
Yeah, makes dumb people feel like they're smart. It's like, oh my God, it was, I knew that. And it's like, no, it just made you believe you're smart for 5 seconds, guys. Get over it.
Yeah.
There was too much hype over it.
Anyway.
Can anyone think of any modern cases of levitation apart from the Enfield poltergeist or anything like that?
That was a lady jumping up and the photos being taken when she was in the air.
Yeah.
That's what I reckon. But we're at about 25 minutes. So to quickly wrap it up, Debbie, is there an ability that you will put more store in than others, and is there an ability you don't believe in at all?
I'm pretty sceptical for all of them, but I'd like to believe in what people feel and that they're honest about what they feel if they're empaths, yes.
And is there one that you think's just garbage?
Channeling, I think, is a load of crap, yeah.
Tash?
Channeling being a load of crap.
Very cool.
Well, I believe in mine.
Well, there you go. That's all right. Paul?
I'm open to all of them. I'd like to have a look at people's abilities and see what they can do. Yeah. I'm not going to discard anything.
None of it?
No.
Fair call. I just think psychic surgery is full of crap.
Absolutely.
That's me.
Would you love to watch it, though? To see if someone could actually do it. Nah. What would you offer yourself? If there's a psychic surgeon out there, would you like to come and operate on Ash?
All these psychic surgeons, there's been a lot of shows that go out there and they're like documentaries and they go out to these psychic surgeons and these psychic surgeons are like, yep, come and have a look. But, and you know, come talk to all these people that have been cured. But once, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, these sites state have been cured and these people are continuing to go to doctors because they're not. No. These sites just...
What about the aura cleansing and that? That's a form of, it's not surgery, but it's healing. And it's meant to heal problems. So, I mean, what about that?
There are so many asides. If you can affect someone subconsciously, I mean, placebo effect in medications and things have been proven to work. So whether, you know, if you tell someone something and they believe it, potentially it could have a positive effect.
But there's
depends what it is.
There's miracles out there.
There's miracles out there.
We had the lady here, was cured of cancer. 100% cure. And it was apparently cured by Mary Mickle. And that's why she became ordained as the saint.
That's what people getting cured by. How did Lance Armstrong get cured? He had brain, bloody groin, lung cancer, and that all disappeared.
He didn't
see no psychic surgeon.
I would question the diagnosis in the beginning.
Oh God! All right, fair enough. So, well, that's our answer, Glenn. I hope I got it right this time. Make love peace.
Make peace, not war, baby.
I guess we wish everyone to make love peace.
Yeah.
I'm feeling very sorry.
Make love peacefully.
Make love peacefully.
We're glad for the question. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Happy hunting.
Uru.
Oh, he stole that.